New Yorkers are still reflecting on a deadly commuter train crash yesterday morning. The train derailed in an accident that's left thousands of commuters this morning looking for alternate ways in and out of the city. As NPR's Dan Bobkoff reports, this is the most serious incident on a train line that has already had a series of accidents this year.
The Metro North commuter train was making the roughly 80-mile journey from Poughkeepsie south to Grand Central Terminal in New York City. Much of the route hugs the Hudson River, and when trains reach the Bronx, they take a sharp turn, right at the spot where the Harlem and Hudson Rivers meet. It was here, at roughly 7:20 Sunday morning, that the 7-car train hit the curve and went off the rails.
By the time I looked up, it was completely going off its track, and there was just like the rubble from under the tracks, like flying like at my face.
That woman was a passenger on the train and told WABC-TV that she was lucky to be in a car where no one was hurt. She was lucky. Dozens of others were injured, some critically, and 4 people died. At the crash site, the severity of the derailment was clear.
I'm standing above the Spuyten-Duyvil train station here in the Bronx. The train is mere feet from the platform, but it has veered off to the right about 100 feet from the track, landing just inches from the Harlem River.
Neighbors and onlookers gathered at an overlook near the crash. Geraldine Hayes lives nearby. She says Sunday's disaster reminds her of another incident this year.
It's really sad. And we had a derailment on the other side of the curve about 3 months ago with the garbage. So I think it's important to find out what happened.
This past summer, a freight train carrying trash derailed, causing significant damage to the track. At a Sunday news conference, Earl Wehner of the National Transportation Safety Board was asked whether the freight derailment contributed to Sunday's accident.
And the answer is we'll be looking at that, but at this point in time, we have no indication that it's a factor.
Wehner said a crane will soon lift the train cars to stop a fuel spill and to make sure there aren't more bodies beneath the wreckage. There were also questions about that sharp curve. Could that have played a role? New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, at the scene, tried to quell that speculation.
You know, the curve has been here for many, many years, right? And trains take the curve every day of 365 days a year. So it's not the fact that there's a curve here.
This is the first time passengers have died in an accident in Metro North's more than 30-year history. But Sunday's derailment adds to one of the train line's worst years for safety. In May, 2 Metro North trains collided in Connecticut, injuring more than 70 people. NTSB Chair Deborah Herzman told CNN the agency is looking into Metro North's record.
We are investigating several accidents that have occurred on Metro North's property over the last 8 months. And so we will be looking at precursor events, things that maybe were close calls prior to this that could have given Metro North some indication that this was an area that they needed to pay attention to.
The NTSB says it plans to remain on the site for the next 7 to 10 days, and investigators will spend that time inspecting the train tracks and maintenance records. The NTSB says it already has data from the train's black boxes. Dan Bobkoff, NPR News, New York.